Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz. This is episode 82 for June 13th, 2006, the Harmony 880. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick! Tuesday. That means it's time to start the day or end the day or eat lunch with, however you consume it, the Daily GizWiz. Hello, Dick.
Hey, how you doing?
We can't make any assumptions about when or how people listen to this.
No, it's very funny. Somebody, and I get emails of people commenting on other people's comments. Some guy wrote me and said, Listen, I'm a truck driver and I listen when I'm in the truck.
Perfect.
Being in the shower with you and Leo is just a little too creepy for me.
But he has us in the back of the truck there in the sleeper portion of the truck.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Read into it anything you want.
Whatever floats your boat. That's all I can say.
Or your truck. Whatever drives your truck.
Right. Do boaters ever say whatever floats your boat, or is that kind of a landlubber saying?
Nah, we don't say that. Yeah. People who don't have boats say that.
Do you wear topsiders?
Sometimes.
Boat shoes?
I certainly wear sneaks on the boat.
I'm just curious, because topsiders have those special ribs. So I wore topsiders when I was a preppy for years, never got near a boat, but they have those special ribbed soles so that you won't slip. And I'm just curious if that actually works.
Yeah, oh, they do work.
They do work.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They grip the deck.
Yeah, anything but high heels. It always kills me, especially for the men.
Yeah, it's hard to get size 13 pumps these days.
It always kills
me.
I have a boat near the entrance to the marina, and every once in a while, you see a group coming down that obviously don't understand what boating's all about.
They're tottering on their heels.
Yes, exactly. And, the marina has like 1-inch holes between every plank of the dock.
Right.
Anyway, today we're talking about the Harmony 880 Universal Remote Control.
Now, I've known about Harmonies. I remember, in fact, the first time I saw a Harmony remote at CES ages ago.
Then, you know who bought Harmony?
I do. Logitech bought them.
Yeah, our friends at Logitech.
And I think that they've really, it was always a great idea, but it needed a big company, I think, to get critical mass. Because they have.
Yes.
Tell them what it does. I mean, the key is that you have to be able to understand every kind of, it's a program, it's a universal remote, so you have to understand every
it's
kind of
setup. It's a universal remote, and there's a slight learning curve because it can do everything.
Right.
And basically, you go on the internet, you download the software, you go on the internet, and they have a very robust list of things you can control. And you set up the remote control the way you want it to be via your computer. Now, halfway in, I had some questions, so I called tech support. And they are very helpful. The guy said, we can set your remote up in any way that you could conceive of. So I said to him, oh, really? How about
Do you have a Betamax feeder on your remote control?
What a great memory you have. I said, I want my Betamax feeder and my pup light to come on both at the same time.
You can't do that.
I said, okay, we can set this up any way we want. I said, most of the time I watch television using the sound system in the TV. But when I play DVDs, I like the sound to play through my Bose home theater system.
Perfectly sensible.
We can set that up in a minute.
Yeah. It's neat because you don't have, and with the old universal remotes, you'd have to point the remotes at each other and program them and stuff. But this, you don't have to do all that.
You don't do all that. And also, the remote control that came with my cable box, Time Warner Cable, is when you hit system off, it turns off every component you own and But once you
program,
no, it's not too bright. Once you program the Harmony remote control, there'll be a picture of 8 different icons. And for example, we set up my DVD so that it says DVD, just plain DVDs is when I want to watch DVDs, or DVD-SUR for surround is when I want to watch a DVD with my Bose system. And when you push that button, it shuts off all the components that you don't need, then turns on the components you will need. And at first, I had a problem that my TV would not be going to the right input. So that was my second call, and I spoke to the guy, and the guy said, I bet you I know what it is that the remote control is sending out the signals too quickly for all your components to react the way they should. So we extended the send time on the remote, and that fixed everything. You can watch it shut off. Yeah, when you hit DVD, you'll see the cable box go off. You'll see the icon come up for the input for the TV. Automatically, you'll see it flipping through the inputs till it goes to, I watch on Composite 2, I think it is.
So the point is, it's a remote control that not only understands how to turn off, on and off all your devices, but understands the system, how each thing's controlled.
Yes. Exactly.
Can you it used to be able to download program listings too. Can you do that as well?
You know what? It's very funny. You know, I don't know. I didn't go that far. I was happy with what it did. and what it's changed over the past versions is now it has rechargeable batteries.
That's good.
And then when you lay it down. Yeah. You can, it runs about a week. It runs your components for about a week, and then you lay it back in its cradle, and it charges itself automatically. And a little, it's a color screen with the icons right on the screen. And the only thing is, the first time you pick it up, you will tend to want to push the screen, but it's not a touch screen.
Okay.
You'll see that there are four little indentations down the side of each of those icons, which you push to get it to go and turn on and off all your devices.
Now,
it's pretty neat.
One thing we should say, I mean, unlike a lot of programmable remotes, it's not one of those big screen things. It looks just like a regular remote control, but it isn't cheap, is it?
No. The list is $249. I did not do a price search
$249,
to see if anybody's out there.
Yeah. But I tell you, I think people who have five or six remotes, really, this is worth the money to just consolidate them all.
It does them all. And then there's a total fallback position. Is if in any reason you come up with a remote control that they cannot find a code for, it does have a learning feature built in. So one end, there's a mini USB jack. You don't even notice it's on there. So you do all your setting up. Your remote control on your computer, then it'll say plug in your Harmony remote recognize, sends the codes. But the other end of that remote has a little IR receiver so that in case there's a code they couldn't find, you can manually add a little device. And if anything goes wrong, there's a help button and you hit help. And this is not when it'll say, did the TV not go to the right input? And then it'll send more signals until it corrects it.
So it's pretty smart.
It's
really evolved since I first saw it. I thought then that was a really good idea.
Yeah.
But they've made this thing so much more powerful. In fact, it's funny. I was having lunch a while ago with a vice president of a big technology firm who was a gadget freak. And he said, but Leo, I got this problem because I have all these TV sets and stereos. And it's just, is there any good universal remote? And I said, yeah, this, you got to try the Harmony. And it's gotten better. And this, I think the 8080 hadn't come out yet. It was just about to come out.
Yeah, it's new. And also, you'll find an obscure, you know, like watch last 30 seconds on the remote that came with the cable box. And you go, wait a minute, how is that going to happen? And then you'll realize the Harmony will have a little button that says more options. Oh. And in that more options, they will have, it's very, very carefully and cleverly worked out.
They have one also for the Xbox 360 and then one for that is a little more, but if you don't have line of sight, you can use an RF remote, because most of these are infrared, but this will work with RF. So it's a pretty good line of remotes. I think Logitech's got a good job with this company.
I think they have. Speaking of good jobs with companies, does that
you are good.
Does that suggest anything?
You are a good, good man. That is a segue. I'm talking about a good job with a company called T-Mobile. Retail careers at T-Mobile are a fine sponsor. T-Mobile is my cell phone company. I love my phone. In fact, one of the reasons I went to T-Mobile is because they have the best phones, like the new MDA and the SDA. Well, imagine working with all these great gadgets, new stuff every week, and great people, and making money while you're doing it. Great commissions. It's a fabulous job at the retail level and a great career path all the way up through the company. So if you are interested, make sure you visit the website, T-Mobile.com/jobs, or click the link in the show notes or on Dick's page, because T-Mobile wants to hear from you. And we thank them for their support. And we once again are so grateful to the wonderful Dick DiBartolo, who, as you can see, risks his life and limb, or at least his sanity, trying these gadgets out every day just for us.
Just putting my life on the line.
It's a dangerous, dirty job.
Exactly.
But he does it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Right. And we'll see you tomorrow, all right?
I'll be here, absolutely.